Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Governor Cuomo's profile handling the coronavirus pandemic for the last 7 months or so, what has Governor Cuomo's profile been, in your mind, in his handling of the COVID-19?
Well, there are people who called Governor Cuomo America's governor, which is a nod to the moniker that former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani achieved after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Governor Cuomo put himself at the center of all the decisions in the Empire State, which was really one of the first real epicenters of the coronavirus in the United States of America. And Mr. Cuomo made sure to put himself forward in a major public relations role, holding what eventually became daily briefings that were televised on cable news networks and watched by millions of people on social media.
The executive orders that the governor issued early on, Republican lawmakers in Albany are saying that's too much. He's had too much power for too long with the executive orders. How difficult will it be for Democrats in the Senate to say, okay, let's take some of those powers back from the governor?
Governor Cuomo received a big expansion in his emergency management powers on the evening of March 2nd. This is the day after New York's first positive coronavirus case. And it's important to know that Republicans and Democrats, large majorities of all legislators, even those who are now complaining, voted to give Mr. Cuomo those powers. There are a couple of different ways to look at this. On the one hand, it has led to a big expansion of executive authority here in New York, including an executive order that Governor Cuomo issued on March 18th, which essentially prevented localities from issuing their own coronavirus orders without getting state approval. It's going to be difficult to get that power back or to let those powers lapse. They're due to expire after a year, given the fact that Governor Cuomo has received broad public support in polls for his handling of the pandemic, and also of the way legislation works in Albany, where provisions are sort of tucked into larger bills, where someone would be forced into a position of voting against, say, school aid, if they wanted to vote against an extension of these powers. So I think it's going to be difficult for lawmakers to win this power back. And it's been interesting over the past few months to see people who voted in favor of that legislation come to doubt its effects.
Should Republicans win control of either the Assembly or the Senate, how much of a fight could we see as far as senators getting control, some of the control from the governor back?
Well, I think if Republicans took control of one chamber of the legislature in the elections this year, it would make it easier to roll back those powers. But there's not much evidence to point to Republicans being on a path toward success. Democrats control 40 seats in the 63-seat chamber. Republicans are trying to go on offense, but also defending a series of open seats in the Senate where they have seen retirement of some long-standing incumbents. In the Assembly, there are almost two Democrats for every one Republican. So most people who are watching the elections or contributing money to influence the elections are not expecting Republicans to win back a majority in either chamber this year, even if they do make some gains.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.